This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. 16 hours after we get together, we start doing the podcast.
Usually it literally has been an hour.
It's like Bill and I cannot do this. We both have adult ADHD or something. Like, we can never get... Anyway, we need somebody to keep us. We need an assistant to keep us
moving.
Keep us moving. All right, before we jump in, we've got some things to... first of all, make sure... If you're listening to this or watching it on YouTube or listening to it on podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure you leave a review, leave comments. We love all of those. We read all of those. Make sure you go over and check out coachingyouthhoops.com. That's pays the bills, keeps the lights on. Let's coach Bill get a new microphone. Did you get a microphone?
I got a microphone. Right here.
Yeah.
Fancy one.
What else, Coach? I know. I'm thinking this summer I'm gonna get the whole. I'm redoing my office. I think I'm gonna get a switch. I'm gonna get so you don't see the mic. I'm gonna get a boom. I think.
Oh, wow.
Things. Yeah, I think I'm.
Well, you got about 300 podcasts you do a week.
I know.
So time to upgrade, Coach.
Time to upgrade. What else? We want to talk about the blitz offense. Everyone seems to love the blitz offense.
Yeah. Blitz. Go to blitzattackoffense.com. If you're frustrated with kind of five out, maybe some read and react stuff, players not remembering what to do on the court after you teach an offense, which we often hear, go to Blitz Attack, check it out. It's been game changer for my teams. I use it from third grade to eighth grade teams that I coach. It keeps everyone engaged. It gives your horses something to do. I should say it the other way around. Gives those kids that are not quite developed yet something to do on the court, very specific, and your horses can just go to work on the more scoring actions. If you're a third grade team, you start at the base level and work your way up. Like my third grade, picked it up in one practice, the base level, and my eighth graders now are doing more advanced stuff. It grows as you grow. So blitzattackoffense.com. Go check it out.
All right. So we're going to talk about postseason awards.
Yeah, postseason awards. Yeah.
What do you mean by postseason awards?
Yeah, so this was a discussion that was on the Facebook group. So if you're not on the Facebook group, go to facebook.com. Is it? Yeah. Or go into groups and search Coaching Youth Hoops. The URL's too long.
So
go to Facebook.
Coach, you get it. You get it. Yes. So it's facebook.com/ groups / coaching YouTube.
Coaching YouTube.
It's easier to just go to groups and type in coaching YouTube.
Coaching YouTube. Yep.
You'll see.
There we go. Postseason awards. So this was posted by a member of the group asking what everyone does for your postseason awards. Do you give out, you know, MVP? Or what kind of awards do you give out? So you want to kick us off?
I mean, I didn't really give awards at the youth level when you I was doing it. I really didn't.
You're old school.
A little bit. Well, they all got something, maybe, depending, but it wasn't like I didn't want to give an MVP out. I didn't want to give I just, especially at the younger ages, I just didn't. I mean, at fourth grade, it depended who the MVP would, who's showing up, whose parents are there, who's like, I usually gave them something like at the
end. What do you mean?
Like a picture or a collage or a video. They all got something that was more that everybody got that I thought was like, this will, you can remember when you're in fourth grade playing on Mr. Coach Collins's team. So I did more of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coaching both my kids' teams, then the specific, you know, best defender diving on the floor. I feel like they're Dundies sometimes at that level when you're starting to, you know, cutest in the office kind of thing. I don't need to make up awards. So that's what I did. I know in eighth grade they gave them the, you know, a nice thing of, you know, it was memorial and it was paint. It was like, so there's different things I did as it went along. It got nicer, actually, as they played longer. The awards got, and I guess you could assume those are awards, but they're more like, here's something to remember the season by, more than, you know, I don't think I, any little league football, none of the, I don't think I Nothing. Gave out okay. awards. Yeah. I don't. We had get-togethers and we had celebrations, but I guess I am old school. Holy cow. Oh, sorry.
And I'm going to tell you what I'll tell you what I did, and I'll, you know, we'll read through some of the comments and what most coaches, picked on this particular survey. I usually gave out an MVP, MVP most improved, and something that didn't have to do with ability for those kids. Right.
So that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great
idea. We had the Panther Award because we were the Panthers. This is for our CYO team. And so I'd give out the Panther Award, and I'd describe what that was and how you got it. You know, maybe somebody who showed up, like you said, worked hard, supported their teammates, was coachable. And you know what that did, especially for, and I was very strategic in that particular one because everybody kind of knew it's like, okay, we wouldn't win if we didn't have this kid on the team, most valuable player and most improved, you know, maybe that was a little bit more subjective. But the Panther Award gave hope to some of those kids that weren't, they had a place, right?
I do that for my high school team. It's the Spartan Award. Yeah. We're the Spartans. It's the Spartan Award. It's a great idea to do that because it gives everybody's got a shot for that award.
Yeah. Everybody. Right. Everybody's got a shot. That's right. And quick story, I got an email from a dad who was on my team as a youth. I coached him. Gosh, he was third, fourth grade, fifth grade. Oh, actually, all the way through eighth grade. So third through eighth, so 5 years. He's in college now. Got an email from the dad. And this kid was just, he was good. He was a great decent kid. Athlete. Yeah, and just a nice kid. Got the Panther Award, you know, several years. And his dad emailed me, and I remember this kid's 20 years old, and his dad emailed me and found a letter that I wrote to his son for the Panther Award, and he said it brought him to tears, and he reached out to me and thanked him because he said that was such that kept his son
engaged playing. Probably playing and around playing. His friends and
I love that. You know, again, you just, you know, that's why we do this, right? Long term. But let's look at what everyone.
But I like the non-ability one because everybody knows who the MVP. Yeah. That's why I never did awards because I didn't want to hand out an MVP.
Yeah.
And most improved is a bit subjective.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is it improved from year to year? Is it improved over a game? Is it improved over a month? Is it like, Right. And with little with littles, I don't love doing that, but I love that idea of that kind of an award.
And I usually gave everybody a like a certificate of completion type of thing,
right? Yes,
print out, and you know, I of course at the end of the year ceremony, we talked about everybody.
Yes, right? yes, 100%.
Yeah, and we talked about this on a past podcast what to do, but I think this is very specific to what awards to give out because it is a big deal. But most coaches do give out, according to the survey results return. Most give out, there was 57 votes on this. So coach, you can tell me if that's statistically relevant or not.
It is probably with our sample size. Yes.
Yes.
The stats teacher. Yes,
exactly. MVP and a few others. That was the bigger choice, MVP and a few others. So, and I commented on it and I got 9 thumbs up. So by a few others, I'm going to make the assumption was the MVP, most improved, and some made up award that has nothing to do with ability. It would probably be a good set.
Yeah. And then you can always do a defensive award. I always like doing things that, that aren't celebrated, you know?
Oh yeah.
Side note here.
Yeah.
You know, you see all these 1,000-point scores now and they stop the game and they give them a banner and blah, 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 blah. You don't see that for rebounds. You don't see that for assists. Right. You don't see that for defense. You don't see that for diving on the floor. You don't see that for deflections. You don't see that for steals. You don't see that for blocks. You see it for one thing, which everyone sees. So again, you're not going to keep all those stats unless, of course, you have Game Changer. We could do a nice shout out to Game Changer. But anyway.
I love that app, by the way.
What's the URL? What's the URL we were talking about?
Yeah, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops.
So if you have that and you videotaped all the game and you kept the stats and did all of that, then you could go do some of those other awards. But you can definitely do a defensive one. You can do a hustle one.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the Spartan one. The Spartan award for us is a spirit one. It's the kid that brings it every day. That's what our Spartan award is not. It's the sometimes it's the fifth man. Sometimes it's the 10th man. Sometimes it's the 15th man on my team. But it's what it exudes as Spart. What do we want? We want, you know, the kid that comes every day, that shows up every day, you know.
That's right.
But there's other ones. So I think staying away from those, you know, personally, MVP would be one I would, like, everyone probably knows who the most valuable player is. But anyway, that's just old school Coach Collins. Anyway.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy.
I don't believe in that either, though. Not everybody gets a trophy.
I don't, but I believe in a celebration at the end of the season. Yeah. And here's something, and here's a certificate, and here's a picture of the team, and here's a something to remember. You know, my kids put those up in their room, and they're, you know, whatever. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But, yes, you're not going to get a trophy for,
No.
God, I do sound old school. Like, I had a kid come into school the other day and said, "Hey, Mr. Collins, I've done my homework the last 2 weeks." That's what they said to me. I go,
"Well, so he did his homework for the last 2 weeks?"
Yeah, yeah, it was a senior. I go, "Nice job. You also got dressed this morning. I'm so proud of you." And they go, "What?" And they go, "Well, I just assume you're going to get dressed, come to school with clothes on. I just kind of assume you're going to do your homework."
Yeah.
When you go above and beyond, I'm going to celebrate you.
It's
like,
all right, that's baseline, right?
He wanted me to celebrate him doing what you should do.
Well, unless he wasn't doing his homework before.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on awards?
Nothing else on the awards, but go ahead. I know what you're going
to
say.
I was going to tell him to go over to the Facebook group.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Was that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Go over to the Facebook groups, type in Coaching Youth Hoops, and then you can have a say in. Maybe in the next question, maybe in the responses or the comments. We would love to see that. We want the engagement, for sure.
Absolutely. It's a great discussion over in the Facebook group.
Yes. So go over and check it out. And until next week, Coach.
Until next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.